I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
And this is Cinema Classics. Which director has been described as old school with a vengeance or a creative sadist?
You could probably be talking about no one other than the inimitable S. Craig Zahler.
Oh, my God.
Stephen Craig Zahler. An American film director, screenwriter, cinematographer, novelist, and musician.
And yeah, so heavy metal, I think he was.
Yeah,
I know.
His Wikipedia entry.
Yes. In fact, in 2016, the Museum of Modern Art featured his film, Bone Tomahawk, as one of the underrated films of the year.
It is. So we saw that movie together, actually.
Yes.
And I remember being so totally surprised by it as a fan, both of us Western fans.
Yes.
This movie looks and feels like a Western.
Yeah.
And then suddenly this weird horror sensibility creeps into it, and it becomes something it never stops being a Western.
Yes.
It's just a Western with these daylight horror elements to it. You know, what's-his-face gets all the credit, Ari Aster, for daylight horror, you know, with Midsommar. But Bone Tomahawk is a great daylight horror movie.
It is.
By the way, one of the most disturbing acts of violence I've ever witnessed in a
movie. I would say probably for me, the worst.
Yeah.
Talk about evisceration.
Yeah, it was jaw-droppingly awful.
Look, at the turn is in a Searchers John Ford way. These four people going to save a white girl who has been kidnapped. So similar.
Right. And the twist is, in a John Ford Western, she might have been kidnapped by some Native Americans.
That's right.
In this version, this tribe is a raceless tribe of cannibalistic troglodytes. There's no there's no such tribe, like, you know what I mean?
No.
It's just made up.
In fact, that's the Native American in the little group who describes them as troglodytes.
Yeah.
So it's a very nice turn.
Great Kurt Russell sporting the very same facial hair he wore in Hateful Eight. That 1-2 punch of Bone Tomahawk and Hateful Eight are really
great. And think about Richard Jenkins in a Western.
Yeah.
Who would have thought that? Gabby Hayes. It is a great piece, completely lost on almost everybody we know.
No, so if you haven't seen that, seek it out. I was even more impressed with his follow-up movie, which you have not seen, right?
Yes,
Cell
correct.
Block.
Boy, oh boy, do
Brawl
I hear about it.
Cell Block 99.
Blasting skulls.
So great. I think I was kind of intrigued based on my affection for Bone Tomahawk.
Yeah.
And also, I just like Vince Vaughn. Vince Vaughn gives a career-turning performance. So what you start seeing here is what looks to be like an old-school, simple 1970s B-movie.
Right.
It's kind of, he ends up in the prison, and then he's tasked with killing all these guys or else these other bad guys are going to kill his wife.
There's a narc, save his wife, right? I mean,
right.
He's doing
and
this stuff.
His pregnant wife. It's brutal. The performance is beautiful. Don Johnson turns up in a sweet villain role.
Yes. What even Vince Vaughn, I think his character calls himself a man mountain.
Not muscular. He's just
a big guy.
Because there is a scene where he takes his shirt off and he's just like a flabby dude, but he's just so big and powerful. So, needless to say, I think we were both really excited when Dragged Across Concrete.
Yes, it was.
Starring Mel Gibson and Vince Vaughn. So Vince Vaughn becoming maybe, this would be great if he became Zahler's De Niro.
Yeah, he is. You know? Yeah, yeah.
I was disappointed in that one.
I know you were. And I can understand your disappointment if I'm correct. It's really not in the attractively horrible way that the other two were.
I just wish he would have given me some taste or variant of that.
Yes.
You know, because that's what's so delectable about his sensibility, it is in some ways like a heavy metal sensibility that's coming through in these genres.
I'll tell you, when he imitates Tarantino, for instance, in the kind of discursive repartee of the two of them when they're in the car, I really start to get excited about, okay, so he's going to imitate Tarantino here. But then it devolves into a straight old bad cop situation.
Right.
S. Craig Zahler. What makes him different from everybody?
I am not sure yet. Go check this guy out.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the full shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.